Now, let's keep right on. Verse 2. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of man, but to the will of God. Now, Paul is very strong in this connection, as you remember. You go to the 8th of Romans, Paul is very bold there. He says, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. But to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritually-minded is life and peace. Now, to be carnally-minded is death. What does he mean? You lose your salvation? No, sir. It means you're dead to any fellowship with God. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, John says we lie and do not the truth. My friend, you can't live in sin and have fellowship with God. And that's the thing that's keeping people away from the Word of God today. It's the reason that I have to confess. Today, Christians are a minority. But in going through the Bible like we're doing, I appeal only to the minority of the minority. Because today, a great many are trying to find a shortcut to live the Christian life. And my friend, there's no shortcut. God says he'll use suffering in your life in order to keep you from sin. And now he says here that you can no longer live in the things of the flesh, these lusts, desires of men, but to the will of God. You're either going to live today to please man, or you're going to live to please God. And you can't do both. Now will you notice? Verse 3, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, carousings, and abominable idolatries. Simon Peter spells out the sins here. I asked Homer Rohde Heaver years ago. He became a very personal friend of mine, and I loved him in the Lord. Homer Rohde Heaver and I were having lunch together, and I said, you were with Billy Sunday for so many years. What do you say was the secret of his ministry? He said this, he preached on sin, and he always was specific when he spoke about sin. He spelled it out. Well, you know that Simon Peter spelled it out here. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness. That's living in sex today. Lust. And that includes a great many things. Lusting after the things of the flesh and excess of wine. That's drunkenness. Revelings and carousings and abominable idolatries. The love of money is the root of all evil, we're told, but covetousness is idolatry today. Now, these are the things that will take you from God. And he spells them out. You don't have to guess what Simon Peter's talking about here. And I'm afraid that today we've got a great many that are pretty indefinite about this. Some wag wrote this. If you got religion, you don't know it. If you know it, you haven't got it. And if you got it, you can't lose it. And if you lose it, you didn't have it. And if you never had it, you can't get it. Some of the talking I hear today sounds like that. May I say, friends, you can spell it out here. And it's written in bold letters. It's in neon lights in the Word of God. And there's no way of missing it.